Hallelujah. God is about to release great things into your life through the undiluted word you're about to listen to. Pay attention, as this sermon will grant you deeper understanding of God's word. And now, here is the undiluted word.
Failure is never final. A fall does not signify the end of a journey. It is simply a pause, which only becomes a full stop when you make it final. So understand that failure is not final. It's never final. I told us a story of one of the Olympic years. An athlete came from one of the African countries, and they were to run this marathon race. And they ran somewhere along the line. He couldn't continue in the speed. Others were continuing. And others ran, got to the end. The race came to an end, and the man was still running. Others have come to an end. He was still running. I think whether 2 days after he arrived. And then his country people and journalists came to him and said, "Why did you bring such a disgrace to our country? You would have just disappeared from somewhere instead of still coming after 2 days that others have arrived." The man said to them, "I came to finish. Praise God. So I couldn't stop it somewhere. I came to do what? To finish the race. So if it took others 2 hours, it has taken me 2 days. Let it be on record that I came, I ran, and I finished." Amen. What a joy. Rather than just leaving it halfway. So failure is never a final. It is a pause. If you have a radio that has pause button, when you are too busy to listen to the message, what do? You press on pause. Whenever you press pause, it stays there until you release it. That's what failure is. It's a pause. It's not a final, but you can make it a full stop. Amen. A pause indicates that there is more to come or there is room for continuity. Psalm 145 verse 14. Psalm 145 verse 14. The Lord upholdeth all that fall and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. You see, there are some scriptures that should give us hope and give us joy. There are some scriptures we need to hold on to. I say, see, the scripture, if the word of God is true, then I'm going to hold on to it. The Lord upholded all that fall. So there is a provision for falls, even in scripture. So when you fall, God is not shocked. It doesn't surprise God that his own has fallen. He said, everyone that falls, God upholds them. So right there on the ground, there is a hand that is holding you. Understand that. All you just need is to take advantage of the assistance available and then rise up. Most times why people don't rise up is because of the fear, the shame. Amen. Because some people believe they will never fall. And that's why the scripture says, let he that standeth take heed, lest he falls. When you are up there, never boast. Because you may find yourself down. Amen. So most times, it's because of the bragging that people have had that makes them, when they fall, they are not willing to rise up again. They say, I'd rather kill myself. How do I face this? How do I tell people that I'm now begging? How do I tell people that I can no longer afford this? How do I move from 3-bedroom flat to 1-room boys' quarter? How on earth do I make that adjustment? And because they can't make that adjustment, they die. Anything that adjustment has finished, if that thing must be adjusted, it has to be broken. Praise God. There are things that have adjustment. If the adjustment is finished and you still need amendment, then that thing must be damaged. So don't allow your adjustment to finish. The Lord upholded those that fall. Psalm 113 verse 7. He raised up the poor out of the dust and lifted the needy out of the dunghill. So understand this. God raises the poor out of the dust. He can do it. Dust is a symbol of failure, symbol of shame. You are just at the ground level of life. But scripture says that God can raise the poor out of the dust, and he can lift the needy out of the dunghill. Look at verse 8. That he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. So stop condemning yourself. Most people that you see flying high in life today are not better than you. Some of them started far, far lower than where you are now. Amen. Now we need to understand that. The high flyers of life that we see, that we want to look like them today, some of them started far, far lower than we are. Some of them had terrible start. Some of them had nasty experiences. But they still continued in life. I will push on. I will push on. I will push on. A woman who is pregnant in labor that is not willing to push is either going to have a cesarean section or will have her baby killed. Praise God. A woman in labor that is not willing to push will either have a cesarean section or will have the baby do what? Killed. So you must be willing to push until the baby is out. When the head is out, the journey is not over. You need to push a little bit more, and then the baby is out. So never conclude and say, well, there's nothing more I'm going to do. Some people you see, you were far better than them. They gave themselves a chance to succeed, and they actually succeeded. Praise God. They actually succeeded. Gave themselves a chance. You know, in Genesis chapter 4, God placed a curse on Cain and said to Cain, you shall be a vagabond and a fugitive on the earth. When you till the ground will not yield for you. But you know, the Bible says Cain left the presence of God and built a city. That's a man under a curse, but he built a city. Determination. Praise God. Yes, we understand there are powers and principalities, witches and wizards. But if you are dogged enough, you can break through. Isaac said to Esau, there is no blessing that is left. I have made your younger brother your senior. You will serve him. But when you become weary of his yoke, you will break loose. So sometimes we need a certain level of doggedness. Madam, you mean you are still here? After all that has happened, I'm still here. I'm going to face it. I'm going to deal with it. It's not a little thing. You pack your load and you say, I'm leaving my husband's house. My father's house is better. Until you get to your father's house and stay with him for 15 years, like you have stayed with your husband, that's when you know which one is really better. Praise God. Can you stay a little longer? Can you face the storm a little longer? So that doggedness. Cain left the presence of God, built a city under a curse. The Bible says he got married under a curse. So me that is not under a curse, how come that I'm struggling to marry? Praise God. I can marry. If I'm under the curse of man, the curse of man and the curse of God, which one is stronger? So if it's a man that has cursed you, and Cain was able to build a city, and I'm here struggling to pay for one room, I can say no. I will succeed. He built a city, married a wife, and the Bible says he knew his wife, and his wife conceived. under a curse, yet no barrenness. Praise God. That's a man under a curse is having children. Under a curse, God even said to Cain, any man that kills you, vengeance shall be visited on that man 7 times. Praise God. Can you imagine that kind of insurance policy on a man that is under a curse? God say, anybody that kills you, that person, vengeance will visit him 7 times, let alone you that is not a curse. Let somebody try you now. Whether vengeance will not visit that person 14 times. Praise God. Now, that's the understanding we should have. God placed a mark on him and said, nobody will kill you. I'm not under the curse of God. I should have a better mark than Cain had. So you understand that we can actually pull through the cloud. Why the aeroplane is called the aeroplane is because of the cloud is able to pull through. It moves through it. And that's what God wants us to do. Praise God. So don't condemn yourself. Look at people and say, if this man can make it, I know one day I'm going to make it. Someone once said that successful people are ex-losers who got mad with failure. Successful people are ex-losers who only got mad with failure. They say, no, I'm tired of this failure. I will do whatever it takes. I mean, whatever it takes rightfully to succeed. Not the people that are not willing and they are not ready to walk. So they are looking for easy alternatives. No, that's not what God is talking about. Being willing to get it right. Being ready to get it right. Praise the Lord. Don't feel strange when you fail. Just put a comma there and continue your journey. Micah chapter 7 verse 8. Can we get that scripture? Micah 7 verse 8. When you fail, don't feel strange. You know, there are certain things that some believers feel shouldn't be said. How can a child of God say, I'm sick? So when you are sick, they say, you were not in church. You say, I'm strong. You are still lying down with your blanket on you. You are strong. Is this how a strong person looks like? Praise God. The fact that you say, I'm sick, does not take your faith away. Praise God. If I say I'm sick, I can also say, but I am healed in Jesus' name. So it doesn't take your faith away. Because this confession thing has made people to become weak in faith and make them to give up. He said, rejoice not against me, O my enemy, when I fall. Why? I shall arise. How many of you can make that statement? Praise God. Do not rejoice, O my enemy, when I fall. It's not if I fall, it's when I fall. Because somehow, I may just fall. I don't know the time, but don't rejoice over me. Don't rejoice over me when I lose my job. Don't rejoice over me when I have a miscarriage. Don't rejoice over me when I lose my child. Why? Because I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. So this scripture, God is trying to tell us. Say, don't get down with what is going down. Know it, that I will definitely rise up again. What do I do with failure? Let me just say a little bit about this one before we close for today. What to do with failure? Oftentimes, what we call failure is only a challenge of life. And the best way to deal with challenge is not react against it, but rather face it and respond to it. Like I said, oftentimes what we call failure is a challenge. And what do you do with a challenge? It's not reacting against it. It's not running away from it. But you face it headlong. You face the challenge. You deal with it. What do I do to come out of this mess? There's what I call productive thinking. That's different from worrying. Productive thinking is that thinking that brings solution to problems. You give yourself 1 hour and sit over the matter. And after that 1 hour, when you get up, you can be able to tell somebody this is the way to go. Praise God. Now, that's different from sitting down to wail, sitting down to cry. People that have become CEOs, owners of big organizations and companies, some of them, those things came out of a loss of job, came out of a big disappointment. And they sat back and said, no, this must not continue. I'm not going to work for somebody again. I'm going to do something for myself. So you face challenges rather than running away. Some Christians will prefer to pretend that nothing is happening or declare that God will do it rather than face the challenge of failure. Amen. Some Christians will prefer to say God will do it. God will handle it. Those were what the children of the armies of Israel were saying. Every day Goliath show up. They say, have you seen this man that have come to challenge you? God will deal with him one day and they will run away. Amen. Have you seen this Goliath that have come to insult us? God will deal with you. My God will punish you. My God is not enough. Praise God. David came and said, you see this man? Today, God will deal with him. God will put him in my hand and I will kill him. Let's fight this fight once and for all. So rather than pretending nothing is happening, praise God, nothing is happening. I had somebody who was drunk, very drunk, and has lost senses and control. And I said, why are you this drunk? And he said, nothing they happen, nothing they happen. Nothing they happen and he's vomiting. Nothing is happening, he's vomiting. Praise God. You know, some people prefer to pretend nothing is happening rather than face the matter. Deal with it. And say, this matter, I'm going to get to the end of it. So what do I do with failure? Number one, learn the lessons. Do what? Learn the lessons. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. The proper way to approach challenges is to respond to them. Ask questions. What am I not doing? They had no temptation taking you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear. Now let me point out something to us here. He said there is no temptation taking you but such as is common to man. So there is no challenge you are going through that someone has not gone through and overcome before. In other words, there's no new problem on the earth. Amen. No new problem on the earth. Everything anybody will go through in life has happened someday, somewhere, to somebody. That's the first part. But God is faithful. God is faithful means that God knows everyone's ability. He stands by his word. He say he will not suffer you to be tempted above, but he will allow you to be tempted equal to. Hello? Now follow me. God will not allow you to be tempted above, but you will be tempted equal to. He will not allow you to be tempted above what you are able, but he will allow you to be tempted equal to what you are able. So whatever comes to you is equal to you. The faithfulness of God ensures that nothing bigger than your capacity comes. Let that settle in your heart. The faithfulness of God ensures that nothing bigger than your capacity comes to you. Know it. So if the challenge is coming, it's not bigger than the spiritual capacity God has put inside of you. Because the Bible says God is faithful. He will not suffer you to be tempted above, but he will allow you to be tempted equal to your strength. Either below or equal to. So when it comes, I'm able to deal with it. I'm equal to the task. And then it's also saying that with that same temptation, he will make a way. So, in every trouble, there is a transit point. Praise God. In every trouble, there is a transit point. You can actually manage your way out of it. But most times, sorrow, the cloudiness has made us not to see that road. In many places, emergency exits are always smaller than the normal exits, through of us. Praise God. The emergency exits in an aircraft is actually smaller than the main exit door. So they say, in case of emergency, do what? Take this part. So in many places, emergency exits are normally not large exits, but they are there to allow you go through. Amen. So in every trouble, there is an emergency exit. But do you know, in trouble, most time people don't remember the emergency exit. Everybody will go towards the main entrance. And before you know, people die more trying to go out from the door rather than try to go out from the emergency exit. Praise God. Because everything in us tells us, go through the door, go through the door. Amen. You know, a windscreen can actually be open and a car is burning. Somebody is trying to open the door without trying to pass through the window first. Until others outside will say, can't you pass through the window? Praise God. And then he will suddenly see the window. So when you are facing challenges, ask questions. What do I do? What should I do? What can I do to rectify this situation and avoid reoccurrence? When you respond to challenges, you are calm and quiet, which enables you to think resourcefully and easily find solution to the problem. Anytime you have so much challenge, retrace and have a good time, have a good thinking time. It is not faithless to think. Praise God. It will be very helpful that you don't take action in the period of your rush, in the period of high tension. Retrace and think. It is only when you are calm and quiet that you can have a resourceful thinking. Sometimes we take action by impulse, only to end up regretting the action. Some people act before they think. Some people think before they act. Some people act while they are thinking. But the best way is think before you do what? You act. Ask questions. What should I do? What must I do? What can I do to rectify it? There's nothing coming from above that scares the ground. So no matter what happens, the first step to overcoming the challenge of failure is to remain calm. Praise God. Anything that is coming from up, the ground is not afraid. The ground has enough capacity to receive whatever is falling from above. Whatever you like, throw from ground. Let the plane come from up. It will come, the ground will receive it. So, be calm. When the situation comes, be calm. Praise God. They said, your child was crossing the road and something knocked it down. You didn't even wait to hear whether it was a vehicle, a bicycle or a bike or a wheelbarrow that knocked the child down. You're already putting on your clothes and running into the road. It was a wheelbarrow that knocked your child. Before you arrive, it will be a caterpillar that is knocking you. So you relax a bit and think, and then you can get answers. Praise God.
Beloved, thank you for taking time to listen to God's word. We trust you've been blessed. This message was brought to you by Pentecostal Deliverance Church, located at 65 Stadium Road, opposite Mummy B Junction, Rumomasi, Port Harcourt. You can get our Sincere Milk Devotional and Believer's Training Class Manual and other inspiring and life-transforming audio messages from our church book stand located in the church premises or through our website www.pdconline247.com. Furthermore, our church activity schedule is as follows. Monday and Thursday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. counseling. Wednesday, 6 p.m. School of Wisdom. Friday, 6 p.m. prayer meeting. Sunday, 8 a.m. lifting service. If you would like to reach us via call, our helplines are 080-3389-0315 and 080-6935-5639. God bless you.